It's intro music for a nice Peter Parker.
Nice Peter Podcast. Oh, hi. Welcome to the Nice Peter Podcast. It's been a while. How long has it been? A couple weeks?
A couple weeks,
yeah. Does time matter? Whenever I listen to a podcast, I listen to the Mark Maron podcast a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he says things like, next Tuesday. But I think I'm listening to something from October. And I never know.
Yes, exactly.
What Tuesday he's talking about. Because I kind of save up podcasts.
It'd be impossible to try and catch them all at the right time.
Yeah, I don't feel like podcasts are very live.
No, I think they're meant to be stored for later.
Huh.
Yeah, little bits of information for your
time
job.
Doesn't matter here. But I haven't seen you in a while over this table.
Yeah, that real time has happened.
I got rid of that old big white podcasting table today.
It's no longer there.
Yeah, I had a whole, I got rid of pretty much not everything I own, but a significant amount of old big dumb furniture that I own that the cats have either peed on or eaten some of.
Was there a big ceremony?
No, but it was great. Have you ever seen those 1-800 Got Junk trucks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I called the shit out of 1-800 Got Junk. And I've always seen them and been like, really? That's what they do? Yeah. But I've always felt like I should be donating them myself or like writing, I don't know, doing something with it. Mm-hmm. But no, I called those dudes.
Legitimately junk.
No. Well, what do you do with a big couch that's still kind of okay, but mostly peed on?
Oh, that one. That's junk.
It's junk.
Yeah.
That is a little dumb to me. It's such a big pile of now junk.
Yeah.
Just because there's like a tablespoon of pee on it.
Yeah. You have to find the right person who wants to reassemble and reupholster that couch for it to have any value to anyone at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to see what the measurement, if there's a study of how much pee is acceptable on a used piece of furniture. Like how much and what animal. I feel like dog pee doesn't stink the same as cat pee.
Yeah. What is with that?
Cat pee?
Yeah.
It's poison.
But
smell poison.
Must be one of like an evolutionary thing, or
I think like wildcats are like, this is my tree, this is my bush, and they pee on it.
Yeah, they do a very good job.
But dogs do that too. But I feel like dogs are only trying to let other dogs know, and cats are like
the world.
Yeah,
yeah.
So they send it out. This is my tree.
Sending out the cat signal.
And I think, I don't know. Are dogs trying to mate through their pee? I think cats are.
Oh, that's a stinky scenario.
Stinky proposition.
Yeah. I don't know if who you're trying to attract with that.
Yeah. We don't use pee at all, really, as humans, for anything productive, I don't think. Except for maybe evaluating your health.
Yeah, and it depends on what part of the internet you hang out. But for the most part,
sure.
We do not use our pee in social situations.
Can you turn yourself up? And I made the mistake of asking you to turn your
I can turn myself
down.
Up. You keep talking. I can work on that.
Okay. Dante's running the ones and twos of this podcast, which is a blessing. My finger is a little numb from editing.
Which one?
So Lewis and Clark. So, oh, this
which,
is exciting.
No, which finger? Sorry.
My right index finger.
Okay.
So this is exciting for us here because we can talk about what we're doing now because we have a rap battle out. We've been trying to keep everything like all under wraps.
Feels so
good. Now
we
talk about Lewis Clark versus Bill and Ted. I'm very excited. So my first instinctual thought about it is that I did notice that a lot of people were like, who are Bill and Ted? And I get that, but I didn't know how much that was a thing.
Yeah.
Bill and Ted to me are so, what I said the other day, I was like, I know what The Graduate is,
Absolutely.
And
even though it wasn't your
it wasn't
generation.
My thing. I don't think I've ever even gotten through all of it, but I know it's like important or whatever.
Yeah.
And if somebody, well, maybe I wouldn't get it in jokes, but no, I think I would. So I think I would get a couple. Yeah. I'd get that. I'd get like the Mrs. Robinson thing,
totally.
The leg. I would get some Graduate stuff. So the person said back to me, well, Bill and Ted aren't classic. And I disagreed strongly.
Depends who you ask.
I think it's the definition of classic.
Absolutely.
It's like kind of old. It's awesome to a large enough amount of people.
Yeah.
I think it had a shape on, not society, but it definitely influenced the way I talk.
Oh, yeah. It influenced the vocabulary of a young generation.
I don't think I said dude before Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
I don't think anyone else did either.
A dude was a hair on an elephant's butt where I went to elementary school.
I'm sorry?
I clearly remember in second grade being in the parking lot, or not parking lot, playground.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this joke going around, like wildfire on the playground that day, that, are you a dude? And somebody would be like, yeah, I'm a dude. And you would say, well, a dude is a hair on an elephant's butt. So did you know that?
Wow.
And that was fact that day. That afternoon, that was like, because nobody had a dictionary. We didn't have the internet.
Yeah.
no one could look anything.
You had to trust your older brother.
Yeah.
Who's definitely out to get you.
Definitely said, yeah, dude, is a hair on an elephant's butt. That's, I don't know. I know dude was out there. It's not like Bill and Ted invented dude.
Yeah, but you didn't say it commonly.
For me and my friends, both of them, I think we didn't say dude a lot before Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
What year did that movie come out?
I believe 80.
Is it that old? Can you look it up? Now we have the internet. This isn't the playground of elephant butt days. Hair on elephant butt. Doesn't that seem, that seems like a very large, prickly thing. Prickly. Yeah.
It probably hurt you.
Yeah.
1989.
So I was 10 years old. So I was born in 1979.
Yeah.
I was born in the 1970s. Just barely. Just barely. August of the 1970s.
Woo. Good times. Hot times.
Hot times. I don't remember anything. I know that it impacted the way I dressed as like a four-year-old.
Absolutely.
I had some like bell-bottom shorts, which I don't even know how that's possible, but it definitely looked bad.
Did you miss the big 80s hair thing?
Yeah,
I had for that.
I had dumb straight red hair cut in a big bowl circle.
Nice.
Not even a bowl cut.
Sick.
It was like a bowl cut. It was like a Pac-Man cut because it went like over my ears and then down straight. It looked like Pac-Man going like, ah!
Absolutely. Like
very excited Pac-Man.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It reminds me of a mother from some early TV show.
Sure.
Like a Karen Carpenter kind of look or something
Yep, that's very accurate, actually. I had a definitely Karen Carpenter haircut, which I have seen you have some Karen Carpenter haircuts.
Oh, my gosh.
Haircuts.
I had a rat tail.
I've never seen anyone change their hair as much as you.
Yeah, I mean,
I've never looked at your hair in two pictures and it's the same.
I think I might go back to the rat tail. I had a Dave Grohl thing going on in college, which I really enjoy.
I miss the mohawk, personally.
Yeah, I know. One day.
It was
one
awesome. Day. What are you holding back from?
I don't know. Some days I'm a little more conservative. Don't want to mohawk it up.
Respect. Hey, respect.
Don't want to scare the old ladies.
I see you as this wild child, you know?
Oh, yeah.
When I met you, you were this wild party stallion living in Pacoima. I hesitated to say it. I was like, I'm going to go to Pacoima to your house, but it's your old house.
Yeah.
Legendary place, man. It's his parking. Again, I'm trying to say parking lot, but driveway is where we filmed the best spot in the lot video. We jumped up on top of our station wagons.
Still got a dent in my car from that.
Me too. Yeah. Well, I don't have that car anymore.
Yeah. It's worth it.
Oh, 100%
worth
it. Yeah. Every day I looked at that dent and was like, I know what the fuck that dent is there.
Yeah.
I partied on that van.
That made me realize that in order to make something cool, you got to kind of sacrifice some stuff sometimes. I'm like, I'm very like a caretaker of all my equipment.
Sure.
I like to like make sure it's polished and always in working order. But you're the kind of guy that likes to use your equipment.
I like to use it.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, maybe I should start using this more.
Yeah.
Instead of making sure it's working.
It'll let me know its limits. You know, the car definitely said like, okay, one person is enough and one keyboard stand and one kick drum. No. Okay. The hi-hat stand is fine also, but I'm going to dent a little bit.
Yeah. Totally worth it.
Yeah. I like the sound and feeling. There's those ASMR videos where people do real gentle, like, oh, I'm whispering in your ear. Just feel that. You know, I want to do one where it's like big chunks and stuff. Like, this is the sound of me dropping a radiator in an empty warehouse. Kadoosh! With like a nice long reverb, you know,
mic,
so it doesn't clip, but just big.
Yeah.
I want to feel those. And I think the sound when you have a dent in your station wagon roof and you like, that like, I can't, it's more, yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what about those little things you put on the table? It's like a little half of a tennis ball almost.
Oh, my God. And they used to pop out.
And it goes like. Oh. Yeah. You listening at home or wherever you are, I just did that with my knuckles by sticking my tongue between my right index finger knuckle and my right middle finger knuckle. So like you're making a little man with no legs. Kind of.
You lick it?
You lick between it. So literally tongue, you're between your fingers. And then put it on, hold your left thumb up like you're giving a thumbs up. Left thumb up. And then you put the knuckles around it.
Yeah.
Like the little man is... sitting on, I don't know, and you pull. There you go.
It's like a little slingshot.
Yeah, kind of hurts the knuckles. So what's happening is the knuckles are pulling off of the thumb and slamming together, and it makes a little.
That's fantastic.
It's your bones hitting each other, bro.
I feel like it's also reminiscent of the Bill and Ted times, is this device that you put on a table.
That little.
It goes, yeah.
Yeah.
What was that? That was a toy.
It was a toy. I think it's a half a tennis ball is what it was. Somebody's dog chewed a tennis ball, or somebody samurai cut one. I don't know.
I just hit myself in the face.
Crazy. With your knuckles?
With my knuckles.
You just punched yourself in the face.
Yeah, this is, I have to work on that.
Remember this one?
Oh,
I can't barely
I can't do it either.
Yeah,
too.
I can't do it that well. And now it just sounds like I'm doing terrible ASMR videos. They're fascinating.
Yeah.
Those videos. I haven't listened to one in headphones yet. I think that's where it's really going to be at. But there's one young lady who's making these. She's like a million people's partner in a way.
Does she whisper nice things?
She whispers. Yeah, she just takes you on journeys.
Stories?
Yeah, they're sensual and emotional and loving, but they're not naughty per se.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know, it's intense. She takes little fantasy journeys. She'll dress up in a little costume and like just whisper sweet nothings. And like, this is what it sounds like when I tap your watch with my teeth. Except she wouldn't do that. That's in my series. My sounds are going to be a little weird.
Nice, Peter / AMSR?
ASMR. I don't know what it's.
What do you stand for? Okay.
Something.
Stereo microphone.
I saw a parody of an ASMR video that I was super excited to see because I thought it was going to be nuanced and complex. And it was funny. I laughed out loud because there was like a baby crying in the background when she started. And then this a fart sound. A bit.
Yeah.
Nice, you know. Like gross, but yeah, that sounds accurate for a girl.
Yeah,
you know, a gross girl butt moment. I don't know. I don't want to get into it. But then I thought it was gonna. Maybe it did heighten, but there were like five more very wet girl farts.
Ooh.
Which
I'm not sure those really exist. They must have pulled that off the sound catalog.
I'm not trying
somewhere.
To say girl. You know, it could have been a boy's farts, but it was five wet farts with no real heightening. And I was just like, okay, well, that's the end of me watching that. That was funny. I did laugh, but I can only laugh at that wet fart so many times.
Yeah. It's like the guy who can fart in concert.
Yeah, I've read about it.
I can only get through like the first few minutes of the fart performance. Yeah,
I haven't seen the whole performance.
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
It's on YouTube?
I'm sure it is.
Fart performance?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's like, you know, it's like kind of, maybe it's a total gag, but he's like in a tux and
sure.
He walks up to microphone and it's like.
But not with his mouth like that?
No.
He puts his butt to the microphone?
Kind of, yeah. He stands by it.
That's unbelievable. Well, there was the
a lot of air going in.
Penis puppets. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys really did that.
You can do that for a while, though.
I've seen a clip of it. And I definitely, like, when you hear about the penis puppets, guys, and if you're not familiar out there, that it's called puppetry of the penis. It's mm-hmm. Two Australian guys, I believe. Mm-hmm. I might be wrong, but I think they were Australian. And they take their members and they fold them into different shapes.
Like balloon animals?
Like balloon animals, but, you know, obviously grotesque and veiny balloon animals. It's a horrible, horrible, beautiful thing. And it is impressive. Like, they made this cheeseburger or something that was like... Or like a hamburger. It was upsetting.
Oh, yeah.
But it was like, that's like a pickle. Like, how did you... That's a bun and a pickle and a burger and another bun. That's out of your... Wow. That's incredible.
Oh, the
leaves. They really
do
it. They really do it.
That is disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I could get into any kind of puppetry of the body.
Yeah.
I want to talk more about puppetry of the body, but I don't. I want to go more to Bill and Ted.
Oh, right. That's what we were going to talk
like,
about. I'm so used to not talking about it at all.
What are some, like...
What do you want to know?
Some moments in the editing process.
I wish we could ask people questions. Can I ask people questions on Twitter?
Sure you can. Yeah.
Do I have a phone? I don't.
You can go get one.
Okay. So hopefully this will... We'll see how many suggestions this turns up. There is one... I love it. I love the suggestions. I love that it fires up the imagination. But it is... There's only so many answers to those questions.
Like
limited,
but, suggestions?
Well, just by how many we can do that almost entire sections of history or pop culture or whatever will just be carved out because I don't know anything about them yet.
Yeah.
I don't love them at all because I don't know about them.
Yes.
There'll be characters or something that I can tell this is somebody's favorite character from their favorite video game when they were a child.
Mm-hmm.
But they were a child maybe a different time than I was a child, so I have no idea what they're talking about. It's
yes.
difficult for me to even wrap my head around. I've never seen that word before. Like,
I saw a bunch of anime suggestions.
And anime is a great example.
Yeah.
I've never watched anime. I don't have anything against it. I watched some, you know, Dragon Ball Z. It was different.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah.
But it's not my thing personally.
Exactly. That's why it's hard to wrap a battle about it.
But we've had that experience. You know, I got into the Goku character for sure. It was fascinating to see all the thoughts behind him. Okay, so Here's some questions. Brooms says, I didn't know that Meriwether Lewis killed himself. Poor Link. And I want to respond by saying, we don't know that Meriwether Lewis killed himself.
It seems very plausible.
It is said and rumored and thought by some, I think historians and just people, that he did. Mm-hmm. It might be because he lost his mind. It might be because he had a mental illness that at that time they had no idea what to do with it. Yeah, who knows?
We saw a lot of evidence about mental illness in his writings. Sure. And whatnot. So because we debated about this.
Sure.
Before adding it.
Right. We talked about it for a long time.
Yeah. It wasn't like we just threw it in there. No. And then we came to the conclusion that
it is.
Yeah, it's like not definite, right. But there were links that showed that he may have had a mental illness problem over time, and it was gaining and gaining, right. And it just came to a peak.
And that's something we would use against the character for the most part. If something is like, you know, it's not proven, it's not known, but it's said a lot, then we can use it to insult somebody. It doesn't have to be true. We do try to stick that if someone says something about themselves, it is, for the most part, a fact.
Yeah.
So, like, we called Napoleon short a lot.
Yes.
But I don't think Napoleon was short.
Yeah. Seems like it was a little bit of propaganda.
Right.
And though...
Maybe he was short. It's said that he's short. So Napoleon Dynamite called him short. But Napoleon Bonaparte never said, I'm short, but I can still beat up you, you know. Yeah. Like Lloyd did. You're taller than me, but you, whatever.
You look up to me.
Dan wants to know, were you originally going to have Smosh on that battle? And this is in referring to the Lewis and Clark battle. And this is at Denny Mintz. Hello, at Denny Mintz, Dan. And that's true. I don't know. Did I say that some other time? That we invited Smosh to be in Lewis and Clark, Bill and Ted. I thought they would have been amazing at Bill and Ted. And then
yeah.
I think, no. I think they would have been Lewis and Clark. But they weren't as into the idea of Bill and Ted because they didn't, just like we were talking about before, they didn't know it and love it.
Yep.
Smosh didn't watch it, mm-hmm. as kids. Mm-hmm. So we got them to be the artists instead, which was great.
Yeah, that was a great battle.
Oh, both of those moments, like Ian jumping down as Michelangelo,
yeah,
is amazing. And then Anthony's suaveness.
Yeah.
Anthony's a beautiful man. Alex Cobb wants to know who smells better, Rhett or Link, and they both smell fantastic. Tim at Mitt_Kelly says Rufus kind of sounded like he was voiced by you rather than Sam. Is that true or am I mistaken? It's true. Yeah. We kind of meant to record it and then just like time. We were editing up to the 2:30 in the morning, the Sunday before Monday morning. I was calling Lloyd to ask if I should change something. And he was like, no, dude, we're done. Let's do it. So we never did it. Sam Macaroni played Rufus in the video. He was excellent. We try not to get too, like, we've done it a couple times, you know. Voices go in different places, and if it works for the thing and doesn't disrupt the song. I think I even asked Lloyd. I was like, I should retract Rufus, right, and have somebody else do it, or you do it, or somebody.
Yeah,
sounds like
yeah.
me. And he was like, no, it sounds fine. I'm used to it now, so let's just leave it. So that was cool.
See, Erica Hoom asked, could I nominate Sacagawea to win?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think most people should. Yeah.
I think we should get on the horn with the people who run the voting. So there's some voting on the app. We have an app. I think it got updated.
Yes, we do.
I don't do anything with the app, so I don't know.
That is correct.
I hear
it
people like
updated.
Reviews
seem
positive.
I haven't checked it out recently. Yet.
But we do have an Epic Rap Battles of History app where you can vote, and I will do what I can to make it so you can vote for Sacagawea. You can vote on the ERB wiki page. They have a pretty great poll set up.
Sure do.
They should add Sacagawea if you're listening out there from the ERB wiki. There's also the erboh.com crew. I'm sure Sacagawea is pretty popular over there, actually. She was great.
Gotta be.
So Michelle Maloney, I wonder if there's any more questions about her. Okay. Gem Magician asks, how did you create the costumes? I didn't create the costumes, but Sulai Lopez did create the costumes. She has a website. It's sulailopez.com. She's a very talented artist. So she got the Rhett and Link costumes from a place called Western Costumes in Burbank, California. I think that's where she got that stuff. But I think she bought the hat because I've seen the hat since, so she didn't have to return it. So it's a big coonskin hat, and she got that somewhere. And then
she had to return that?
No, she didn't have to return
that. Oh, great, great.
But the Bill and Ted costumes, if you look closely, so we looked at Ted Theodore Logan's t-shirt, and it's this old cover of a Van Halen record with these guys in straitjackets, the guys of Van Halen, and it says Van Halen on it. And we wanted to get something that was authentic to that. But, you know, whenever we have a chance to replace something with some sort of ERB reference, we like to do it, like with ShamWow guy.
Yes.
And, you know.
Greeking it, as you will.
But Greeking it to be in our universe. Yes. We think that's funny every time.
Absolutely.
And then, so we took Ted's t-shirt and we took the faces of Mario and Luigi and the Wright brothers and put it the most talented PA in the universe, Sean Lewin, who also has his own podcast.
The self-indulgent podcast.
That's correct.
Which you can find on iTunes and all of your podcasting apps. Self-indulgent podcast. Check it out.
Maybe it's because I'm uncomfortable with the word self-indulgent because I know that at times I am.
I think we all are. I think it's part of life.
Yeah. Anyway, Sean Lewin is the most beautiful young man. He helps us stay alive.
Yeah.
And he was the body for all four Straight Jacket pictures.
Really?
Yeah. So Sulai set up Sean in the poses. And this is just for the t-shirt that Ted's wearing. I love this stuff. So she set up Sean in the four different poses. And then Ryan Moulton edited our faces from old battle footage to match the angles. He had to go through and find angles that looked right and put it on the bodies. And then he put this beautiful filter on it to make it look like an 80s album cover and moved it around, changed the foot, lopped off a foot, moved a border so we could get it. And man, the t-shirt looks great.
That's incredible.
And I think you can barely see it in the video.
The entire time, I thought it was taken just from an image on Google or something like that, and you just lopped off heads.
Oh, no. No, that's Sean posed into those, because we didn't want to violate any of the Van Halen copyright, so we didn't use a single piece of their
That's
thing.
Amazing.
We remade it and changed it. There's something where it's like if you change something a certain amount, you can. I don't know. I don't understand it.
Yeah, no, it makes
How much
sense.
You have to change.
Yeah.
Seems like you have to change. Do it new. So
that should be the way.
That's a question. I think I answered the crap out of that. So
also, I think the ERB app doesn't have voting, but
website
does.
The ERB doesn't have voting?
As far as I can tell, you can play
the new version?
Yes, I just installed it.
Oh, jeez. You can play what? Games?
You can play the video, but on our website is where you can vote.
Okay. Well, you can also, you can vote and discuss here in the comments of the podcast on nicebeater.com.
Booyah.
That's honestly the best place to talk because that's where we'll actually be. The kid at geovanity_LD wants to know, how much time do you guys spend playing with lyrics? It seems like an awesome process. We spend as much time, like up to the last second, as much time as possible from the moment we decide what the battle is. We're constantly reading, learning, arguing, debating, discussing, pitching. We pitch each other a lot of stuff. So we'll lock each other in different rooms and we'll come back and be like, blah, 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 blah. And you know, like nobody says like yes or no. Everybody goes like, okay, cool. Or like, yeah, you know, there's some lines that just are born that just happen. And it's lovely. It is a fun process.
Yeah.
Bit of a grind.
Yeah, totally. Sometimes whole chunks will make it. Sometimes that whole chunk that was presented will get deconstructed completely.
Yeah, turn
and
inside
only the
out.
Idea will kind of survive.
Totally.
But all the words will change. That's kind of, I like seeing that happen. Which is kind of stacking, deconstructing, restacking, deconstructing.
Something that was on the whiteboard written ends up as this like visually illustrated joke that's backwards.
Yeah.
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 It's fun. There's five of us, right? Primarily, right? No, six. There's Mike, Dante, Lloyd, me, and Zach.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the primary kickers. But we'll ask everybody. If something's funny. Does something make sense? I wish we could ask you more out there, but we try to keep it a secret. I don't know why. It's just a tradition, I guess.
I think it's pretty fair.
Yeah, it is fair to keep it secret.
Plus,
keep it a little
it changes so much.
Sure. That's the other thing.
That like, yeah, you could never keep up with where it's actually going to be at.
Are we asking too many questions? I don't know.
I don't think so. No.
I don't think so either. Let's see. When did you, Tom K wants to know, this is about the Bill and Ted battle. When did you get the ideas to add older historical characters in the backgrounds? I think that was from... That was almost the reason we wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So we talked about doing Bill and Ted last year, and we already, I think we had had, yeah, we had Joan of Arc. So, yeah, it was just, that was part of the most fun about doing Bill and Ted was noticing that we had already had the footage for most of their characters in cool costumes, and it was accurate. It was fun. So,
So it seems that your BOH forum really did appreciate Sacagawea, as they say.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it to bring in Sacagawea?
Always Sacagawea was a part of it somehow. We never knew how. We didn't know if she was going to rap or not rap.
Yeah.
She had to rap. Did Rufus have to rap?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Lloyd was a big champion, and Lloyd's wife, Josie, voicing also through Lloyd's feelings, a big champion for making her look as cool as possible and always be referenced as cool as possible. So Lloyd changed the line from, you let a girl with a baby on her back, which is what I originally wrote, to a teen mom carried you and your troops.
That's right.
And he pushed for that, and it was he was right, totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, there's a subtle difference between you let a girl,
totally,
and a teen mom.
Yeah.
And yeah, I forget about that stuff. I know nothing about what it's like to be a woman, a girl. I think I used to understand it more when I was younger. Before I ever dated girls, I was friends with a lot of girls, like mm-hmm. kind of one at a time. I had these deep, kind of like might as well have been dating, but
yeah,
we weren't. I was too young and
totally
sexually immature,
feeling things out.
Yeah, I was learning. They had, so I learned about girls at that age. But I think since being grown up, I think I understand women less and less. So it's hard for me to write for them, and it's hard for
me. So much simpler back then.
I guess.
You just kind of had to, it's kind of, the line was drawn with Barbies and Ninja Turtles for me.
Okay. Moving on to the next question. Let's see. No, I don't see any other questions.
I find one that's interesting.
What's that?
At Kerwin Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Asks, how do we decide Bill and Ted should be the matchup for Lewis and Clark?
I think me and Lloyd love Bill and Ted.
First of all, it was suggested.
It
wasn't like midair.
Sure, but a lot of other things versus Lewis and Clark were also suggested.
Yeah, yeah.
So why do we do Bill and Ted? And why didn't we do Bill and Ted versus Wayne and Garth, which is, I think, what a lot of people suggested also. I don't know. It made sense to us. Yeah. I recognize and understand that it doesn't make sense to a lot of people who don't have Bill and Ted in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
But we did, and we know that people do, and we made it by thinking about that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's it. We welcome you to learn about the world of Bill and Ted if you don't. It's a pretty funny movie.
Yeah, and it establishes a lot of like 90s culture and the culture today. And
The start of stupid.
It's the start of stupid funny.
It's the start of stupid funny. That's not true. There's been stupid funny, but I don't know. Bill and Ted was something. It was very impactful on me.
Yeah, but I think they're about the explorer line.
I didn't think that needed to be... Mention. Totally. Oh, yeah, that's why we chose Bill and Ted. I got hung up on apologizing for people who don't know who Bill and Ted are. Yeah. And we chose Bill and Ted because they're both traveling, exploring pairs.
Yeah.
And
it's losing, weirder than...
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's fun because it was funny to us. That's why. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like sometimes you read the comments and it's like, oh, I can't believe no one gets it. And of course, it's never like no one, but it's the 2-3 comments you see and you're like, ah. Oh,
yeah.
Why don't you get it? No, it's right there.
But we knew it going into it. I guess I didn't think about how, like, we haven't been gone for a long time in my mind. We've been working on all these.
Oh my God, nothing about it has been away.
No, we've been living inside of a rap battle for 4 months.
Yeah.
So I get that the people on YouTube watching and we haven't been putting up things, it seems like we're just gone or like just chilling out somewhere.
Yeah.
And that was not the case.
No,
I did. I chilled out for like 2 beautiful weeks, 3 maybe even.
Yeah.
Where it was just nothing, no thoughts of what's new, just reading. I thought we were going to do what's his name, Custer. Custer versus
that was
Crazy.
Part of it, which I still hope kind of happens.
Oh, it was a good one.
Yeah.
I like where we went with that.
Totally.
That one though. So I hope that answered some questions about the Bill and Ted experience. Anything else we should tell them? The coins.
Yeah, talk about the coins. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, all the things. The canoe, man.
Oh, the canoe is beautiful.
Oh,
the canoe is the most beautiful, most unuseful canoe that has ever existed.
That canoe?
It was a piece of art that
it was not
watertight. Kill you if you wanted to go anywhere with it.
It was not for being on water, but it looked great.
What a beautiful canoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was a fun shoot.
Something you put in your cabin on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only place.
That's a good place for a canoe. A little bulky. Maybe if you cut it in half and put it like it was through the wall.
Like one of those diners.
Yeah. Yeah. Like one of those diners. So we had a lot of fun. Rhett and Link are the best.
Mm-hmm.
They're just the best. They're inspiring. They work so hard.
They're really cool.
Their footage is so easy to work with.
Yeah.
Ugh, they look so great. Me and Lloyd were tired, man. Because we shot Rhett and Link I think Monday. Mm-hmm. And then we shot Bill and Ted on Tuesday. So we had a full day for Rhett and Link. We needed it because we also did the bear and all the Sacagawea bits.
Mm-hmm.
So the canoe, yeah, it was an intense shoot with Rhett and Link.
Definitely. I loved. Now, was it jotted out that the canoe wipe into the, that whole thing was planned out?
Yeah, gosh. The walk-on?
The
canoe going off.
To the walk-on.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. I was like, I kind of figured, but I watched that and I was like, That's amazing.
Yeah, there's a drawing of that somewhere, I think.
Yeah, that's great.
I love that stuff. Well, once we started, it was Romney versus Obama was a real turning point in the way we filmed battles. When we saw the way that Obama was moving his head, and I shouldn't say Obama. Yeah, I wanted to say his full name, and I don't know if it ends with an M or an N. It's Iman Crossman or Imam Crossman.
I think it's Iman Crossan.
Alpha Cat.
Alpha Cat.
I know you're not listening right now, Alpha Cat, but if you are, I'm sorry that I didn't know if your first name ended with an M or an N, and I didn't want to blow it.
That's all right.
It's twice I've hesitated on names right now.
I hate that when happens.
Names are so hard for me.
Yeah.
And I think I'm more afraid. Yeah. You know, I think if I just blurted out like Iman Crossman, you would have been like croissant. And I would have been like, what? No, I'm not hungry. He's great. You know, but I get scared that I'm going to mess it up. Names, man, they stress me out.
Yeah.
They stress me out.
So Obama's Alpha Cat's head movements.
Alpha Cat's head movements enabled us to edit in a totally different way because like we kept a character on the screen on purpose.
Yeah.
While a new character introduced himself on his screen. And that we didn't plan that when we filmed him. He just did that.
Yeah.
He got into his Obama character and
stayed
there.
He was a very lively performer.
Oh, he was so good.
Yeah.
He is a great performer.
Yeah. 100%. And it's because dancing just takes him all over
the
edge.
Alpha Cat's Vines are the bomb. Yeah. If you're out there, go watch Alpha Cat's Vines. He's at Alpha Cat on Vine. He's the bomb. It's the end of the Nice Peter podcast. We're going to play some guitar for a minute and see what happens. So see you next time. Headphones make it hard, huh?
Well, it felt so good to see you again. It had been a while since I sang with a friend. stay home. Sometimes it's easier alone, but I know you're never alone. I know you're never alone. You stunk so bad to get that back. So good to see you again. It's been a long time since I sang to a friend. It's been a long time since I've sang to a friend. Since I sang to a friend. Oh, it's been a long time since I sang to a friend.
That was nice.